We have seen earlier also that people have come out on the streets against the government of different countries. Rebellion has taken place and power has changed in many places. The Arab Spring is the biggest example of this, in which the protests that started with the self-immolation of Mohamed Bouazizi in Tunisia changed the regime in many countries of the Middle East. Even at this time, public anger is being seen against the government in different countries of the world. Hundreds of people have taken to the streets against corruption in Mongolia, while in India's neighboring country Bangladesh, people are protesting against Sheikh Hasina's government and demanding her resignation. At the same time, in Shia majority Iran, protests have been going on for months over the issue of forced hijab. Let us know the situation of all the three countries one by one. Trying to put pressure on the Mongolian government by demonstrating anti-corruption. Anti-corruption demonstrations have been taking place for the 10th consecutive day on December 14 at Sukhbatar Square in Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia. Demonstrators with several banners and slogans are demanding that the government of Prime Minister Oyunurdin Lavzanzre expose the coal mafia. This movement is one of the second largest peaceful protest movements in Mongolia since 1991. The protests, which began on December 5, have continued despite freezing temperatures of up to minus 30 degrees Celsius. The youth are constantly putting pressure on the Prime Minister and the Ministry of Justice regarding their demands. As the protest progressed, more people came in support. Apart from exposing the coal mafia, many issues and complaints also became part of the protest. These include issues such as air pollution, high taxes, lack of job opportunities, coal shortages, corruption, and inequality. In response to the public outcry, the Mongolian cabinet has taken a major decision. The cabinet passed an emergency resolution to declassify 9 projects implemented by state-owned mining company Erdenstuvan Tolgoy 8 due to coal industry corruption. As far as the demand of the protesters to reveal the names of the coal mafia, the Justice Ministry of the government says that we do not have the legal authority to reveal the names of middle and high-level thieves. Our work and principle is to strengthen the legal justice system of Mongolia. In an interview with Zoob.mn on Facebook Live, a young female protester said that the CU